You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, guys, I'm going to need a better intro. What? You mean like here's Dr. Dahlia? Nah, I like my intro. I think that's pretty cool. You know, you got a big, strapping, muscular man, you know, calling you all to action and to listen. I think it's perfect. If you don't like my intro, then you don't have to listen to the intro. You could just click the show on whenever you want to click the show on. But, you know, he sounds sexy. I like my intro. All right, guys, how we doing? We got Thanksgiving coming up still, right? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. I got to tell you, it drags until Thanksgiving. And then between Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's too quick. And, you know, I wish it was kind of Christmas now. Thanksgiving, I talk about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving dinner, not my favorite dinner. I mean, yes, I like dark meat, but I really, really prefer steak. I really prefer steak. I can't stand the fact that we're making such a big deal about a bird. You know, don't get me all salivating and don't get me all hungry for bird, especially if I'm the last one to get served, you know, because I'm the mom, and I got to get stuck with the dry white meat. I would rather have a prime piece of succulent, medium rare, marbled beef. That's what I would rather have on Thanksgiving, but it ain't happening. It ain't happening. So we got to do the stuffing, which I'm not a big fan of stuffing. I told you I'm not a big fan of cranberry sauce or the cranberry stuff that comes out of a can. Again, the green bean casserole I'm dreading. And, you know, since I'm not supposed to drink really, you know, to save my voice and prevent breast cancer because I'm high risk, I guess it's Dasani water for me. But you know what? It's the getting the family together and the kids all getting together and having fun and making noise and making a mess and my having to clean it up and then I got to clean the dishes because I didn't do the cooking. Hell, that's my week. That's my week. I hope you all have a great week. All right, we got a lot to talk about on today's show. There may be a brain cancer vaccine. Finally, scientists are figuring something out that's worth something. So that's going to be pretty cool. Also, it looks like in Canada, they've decided to can mammograms for women in their 40s. They said it's not worth it. Right? No need. No need for women in their 40s to have mammograms in Canada. Oh, I got to tell you, we're a close second behind Canada with the way healthcare is going. That's some scary stuff, so we're going to talk about that. Also, it looks like a nurse gives the wrong medication to a pretty healthy gentleman in the ICU, kills him. So we're going to talk a little bit more about medication errors and how to prevent them. But what I really want to talk about are your medical questions. So please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. I know, I need a shorter name, don't I? And then, of course, you can follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. And remember, if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show at your local radio station, your favorite talk station, you got to call them up and say, I want Dr. Dahlia. Okay? True, they'll say I'm married, but that's okay. And we got GCN, Genesis Communications Network, handling everything. They are broadcasting us worldwide. We got Kyle working on the dials. Got a great show for you today. Can't wait. All right, let's go to some of the phone lines and some of the phone calls and messages we've gotten. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia.
I got to tell you, everybody that calls has laryngitis.
Ophthalmic center. So I have an eye injury that occurred a long time ago. I've got scar tissue on my eye, and it's constantly blurry. I can't seem to have laser surgery to affect it. But I was wondering, is there anything else out there? The laser doctors, they're just technicians. So I was wondering, what can I do to help improve the size of my eye that had the injury? I'm not sure if it was a cut injury, but my, you know, outside my eye is not, well, I've got some different depths, which they can't seem to be able to fix for my to help my eye. My vision is pretty good for my age, except it's constantly blurry in my left eye. Mm. What is out there that I might be able to have done, or who should I go see? I know I have to go see an ophthalmologist, but
yep.
I want something concrete before I even go see them.
Well, okay, here's...
I appreciate it. My name is George from Las Vegas, and I really like your show. It's great. Thank you.
Thank you, George, for calling. Here's the problem. You're right. You do need to see an eye doctor. I wouldn't say the laser specialists or technicians, because, you know, when I had laser surgery, it was an ophthalmologist, you know, who did the, who did the procedure. But, my recommendation would be, hands down, you have to have an ophthalmologist take a look at you. Having vision loss, having blurry vision, having scar tissue, you can't mess around. You can't mess around. Oh, sorry if we're getting some feedback from the studio. Sorry about that. We're getting a little feedback from the studio. No, you can't mess around. So it's going to be hard for you to go into the eye doctor saying, okay, this is what I have. Dr. Dahlia says I have this. Now, yes, it would be nice to know if you already have some high blood pressure. It would be nice to know if you already have some, pre-existing diabetes, because that could then cause them to kind of, you know, zero in on, all right, you're having blurry vision. Is it because of, diabetic retinopathy or hypertensive retinopathy? So you need to go in with your concrete medical diagnoses. But here's the problem. If you don't have time or money to get into a regular doctor, an internist, family doctor, but you, you're having eye problems now, just go to the eye doctor. You don't need to walk in there with something concrete. Trust me, these eye doctors, they don't want you to come in with your own diagnosis. They want to diagnose you. And I know it's frustrating. It's a lot of money to go into a specialist. And, you know, many people would rather try to, you know, fix it first at home. But we're talking about your eyes. You only have two of them, and losing one is still very debilitating and disabling. So my recommendation is you gotta see them. All right? It's going to be too hard to tell. Do you have glaucoma? Do you have corneal scarring? Do you have retinal scarring? Do they need to do a vitreotomy where they need to, you know, play around with the vitreous, which is the jelly in your eye? We won't be able to discern that. They're going to have to, because they're going to have to do a slit lamp exam where they look into your eye and look at the retina, look at the vitreous, etc. All right? All right, when we come back...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. and the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
All right, guys, ready to rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So sassy. And so stimulating. Yes, this is Medical Talk Radio. We talk about all things medical as well as minutiae. I think minutiae is pretty good. But, you know, the last phone message that we received, the caller that had the issue with the eye, you know, I talk about this a lot on the show, how you do not want to bias the doctor. Remember, doctors are still human. We're smart. We're supposed to be pretty smart people, but sometimes you're going to catch us on a bad day, and we're just going to listen to what you have to say, and we'll be like, all right, you got an ovarian cyst, okay, well, here's this, you know, all right, and then go and move on to the next patient. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. I can't tell you how many times patients make the mistake of biasing the doctor, and it's not that you do it on purpose. It's you're trying to help. You know, even before I was a doctor, I used to try to show off to the doctors and go, oh, yeah, I had a protective sex, so it's gonorrhea. No, I get it, I get it, I get it, I get it. No, but I would go to the doctor and I would pretend like, you know, oh, well, I have some, you know, pain in McBurney's point. And the doctor's like, point it to your shoulder. McBurney's point's in your abdomen. What are you doing? And, you know, I kind of learned the best thing for me to do is just say, look, all right, I'm having pain. I'm having abdominal pain. I'm having shoulder pain. I'm having chest pain. You know, I had a gentleman come in saying he has a bronchitis. Now, you know, sometimes doctors will have nurse practitioners or physician assistants, and sometimes doctors will divvy up the patients going, all right, this is kind of a cough, a cold. You could deal with that. I'll deal with the more severe, complex cases. Now, if a doctor ever does that, that's wrong, all right, because rule of thumb is all cases are complex, All right, you could have a complex case walking in right in front of you. It could be, I told you about that case where I had a lady who had a little bladder infection. Bladder infection, I was busy with a gunshot wound and heart attacks and the ER, so I'm trying to get rid of her because I'm busy, but she had some nausea. And it turned out she had a heart attack the night before, and her only symptom was some nausea and her UTI the next day. So, you know, rule of thumb, nobody should ever assume their medical condition is just something simple. Okay, I mean, everybody, whether you're a PA, nurse practitioner, doctor, MD, DO, it doesn't matter. Internist, family doc, pediatrician, you always think the case in front of you could be complex, so you don't do anything halfway. So I had this gentleman come in, new patient, going, oh, I have bronchitis. You know, and he did, he had bronchitis. He did, all right? He had run-of-the-mill bronchitis. But what was interesting, and this is why I love being a family doctor, is I knew his mother, okay? And his mother was an out-of-control diabetic. And now here he is. He's 40 years old, and he's here for some bronchitis. So I'm like, you know, your mom is diabetic. Have you been checked for diabetes? No, I haven't. But I should do that. That's on my to-do list. Yeah, it's on my bucket list. Like, all right, to-do my foot, you're going to probably do it today. Let's check your sugar today. I just want to know what you're running around as. He's like, nah, I don't want to because I have a tummy ache. I got a tummy ache today. I've been coughing a lot. Let me just get my medication and go. And then I'm like, no. Oh, no. So I check his sugar, and we couldn't even measure it. It was off the charts. So what ended up happening was he was probably on the way of going into a diabetic coma. All right, his sugar was high. He was starting to get abdominal pain. He was having some difficulty breathing. Meanwhile, he's just calling it a bronchitis. And I think he did have an element of bronchitis. I don't think he was, but you see, he walks into me. I could have been busy that day. I could have been lazy. I could have been constipated and just not paying attention. And him saying, I have bronchitis, that's it. I could have been very lazy, given him his medication, told him to take a cough syrup, use a humidifier, see me in a couple days. Boom. He could have been in a diabetic coma that night. So, you know, when the previous caller had said, you know, you want something concrete before, you know, you talk to the doctor. And I get that. I totally see the logic. You don't want to just go to a doctor and go, okay, wait a second. There's something I could do before. I get that. I definitely get that. You know, we have that issue with specialists. You know, somebody will have a sinus infection. And they'll have been given some amoxicillin, some basic penicillin. Amoxicillin isn't the best choice for sinus infection. So then the doctor will give him maybe a Z-Pak. And, well, the Z-Pak didn't work, and I still have a sinus infection. So the doctor's like, look, now we're on the third antibiotic. Go to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. Well, sometimes the ear, nose, and throat doctor will say, well, no wonder you never cured. You were never given the right antibiotic. I want Augmentin, or I want Levaquin. So I see why a lot of patients are like, look, doctors, don't just send me to the specialist. Do what the specialist would do or would want to have done before he needs to take over, which I think is correct. You know, I mean, you don't need the specialist doing what you could do. So you want to make sure you pick the right antibiotic, et cetera. However, you also don't want to go to the doctor saying, all right, this is what I have. This is where I'm at. This is what's going on. No, because, again, if you could figure out what's going on with you, you wouldn't need doctors. Okay, there's a reason we have doctors. The reason why you go to a doctor or a nurse practitioner or a PA, okay, is because you are hoping that if something's a little bit kooky, that doctor will have remembered something in his training, remembered something in his reading, remembered something from the Dr. Dahlia show, right? Remembered something from the thousands upon thousands of patients, hundreds of thousands of patients he's seen, and go, okay, wait a second, something isn't right. Okay, otherwise, medicines would be over the counter. You could say, oh, I have a sore throat. Oh, I have this. I'm going to, you know. And people are treating themselves. We talked about that. People go into houses of people who have taken a trip to Mexico, bought a whole bunch of medications, brought it back up, and then they're selling them out of their house. I mean, you know, people do that all the time, but that's not why you're going to the doctor. You're going to the doctor because something's a little off. You know, in the news today, they were talking about if somebody has weight loss as they age, and they continue to lose weight, that could be a sign of Alzheimer's. We talked about hearing loss could be a sign of Alzheimer's. You know, so if your loved one, if your mom, dad, grandma, grandpa are losing weight, you know, I mean, many of us go, oh, well, because he's not eating that much and because he's getting old, that could be a sign of Alzheimer's or a sign of dementia because they don't feed themselves. And so, you know, this is what we doctors are for. We doctors are here to educate. All right? Now, true. You know, sometimes it could be a little boring. I mean, I know I tune doctors out all the time. I tune my show out. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh, she's talking about the heart again and LDL. I mean, I understand you tune us out. But the reason why we're here is we're supposed to be educators. Just like when you go to your clergy, your rabbi, your priest, right? The father, the bishop, right? They're educators. They're there for advice and they're there to educate. All right? I don't know my whole Bible. I read my Bible. I read it, right? I don't know it. So I'll go to my rabbi. I'm Jewish. I'm like, what the hell does this say? He'll be like, watch your tone and watch your language, right? That says, dost thou wilt shall not, thou shalt not curse. What? It doesn't say I should have cursed. What? Anyway, no, my rabbi's pretty happy with me. I've been working on my language and my foul language, so I've been pretty good. I've made advancements. But anyway, that's what we're here for. So again, and I'm not saying this to be condescending. I'm not saying you don't know. I mean, you may be right on the money, which is why doctors should be taking a history. Doctors, medical professionals should be asking, what do you think is going on? I do it all the time. Oh, when I was a medical student, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was like, what do you think is going on? What do you think is going on? Oh, I think I'm having a gallbladder attack. You know, I was thinking the same thing. Okay, you know, I mean, that's how I got through medical school, right? The patients were telling me what the heck was going on. Many, many patients are right on. However, I bring up the case, which I've mentioned on the show before, where one of my patients, her little son, was jumping on a trampoline, fell off, came into my office the next day. His tummy hurt because he fell off the trampoline. Well, she just kept talking about the trampoline, and I kind of wanted her to shut up. And I just looked at him, and I said, what is going on? And he says, I hurt. I go, where do you hurt? And he points to his right lower quadrant, and I made him jump up and down. He said, ow. I felt his appendix. He said, ow. I told mom he's having an appendicitis attack. No, he's not. He fell off a trampoline. What are you talking about? I was there. And it turned out the boy was having an appendicitis attack, not because of trampoline. That was coincidental. So sometimes, you know, but that's what I get paid to do. I get paid to sift out the history, but look at what I have in front of me and figure it out. And sometimes we're going to miss, and sometimes we're going to be right on. Sometimes we're going to need mom's help. Mom saying, you know, look, something's wrong. Something's wrong. You know how I'm a big fan of Boardwalk Empire. Boardwalk Empire, one of the little girls, I don't want to ruin the story for you. But anyway, one of the little girls gets sick, and she has a fever, and then she has difficulty moving her extremities. Well, in that time, it was polio. Right? You know, and mom's saying, look, she has a fever. Look, she can't move. You know, I mean, moms will pick up on things way earlier than, you know, sometimes the average person, because they know their baby more than anyone else, which is why I always teach students, listen to moms. Don't blow mom off. Yet, if you think something else is going on, sometimes you do need to shut them up. I ain't doing that. I mean, oh, my gosh. So for the first time I saw a doctor shut my mom up, I was like, oh, you go. I'm like, ah, I've never seen my mom shut up. Even my dad, my father couldn't shut my mother up. All right, we got Turkey Day coming up, and one of my very famous turkey recipes we are going to be sharing with you coming up next on the Dr. Dolly Show after the break. You are going to, yeah, yes, you could write down the recipe. Absolutely. It is turkey Dr. Dolly style for Thanksgiving. And then we come back, we're going to figure out what the heck is going on in Canada and why are nurses giving the wrong info. Oh, I don't know. All right. When we come back at the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Patients. Actually, he's a new patient to me. He's been a fan of the show. Comes in and, you know, he says, Dahlia, I got to give you some advice. You need to be more like Rachel Ray. And I go, what? Rachel Ray, doesn't she have a cooking show? Yeah. All right. I've never seen Rachel Ray. I mean, I know she has a cooking show and I know it's pretty successful. But I don't know how that's relevant to my show. I'm a doctor. I answer people's medical questions. I give people the medical news. So, you know, I looked up the Rachel's Ray's ratings. That's kind of hard to say, Rachel's Ray's ratings. That's a tongue twister. And he's right. She is beating me ever so slightly in the ratings. I mean, we're talking an Olympic second, but yes, Rachel Ray's ahead of me in ratings, and I'm just too competitive to let this go. So I guess today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, I will cook something. Now, I don't really know what to cook. What I'll do is I can prepare a turkey. I'm not a very good cook, and my husband could vouch for that. So I'm going to get our pot here, and I will explain to everybody how to do a turkey Dr. Dahlia style. I could do this. Okay, so first get a we got a pan, and I first need to sterilize the pan. So we're going to sterilize it here. Just kind of sterilize it because I don't want any bacteria
on my turkey. Now, sure, the turkey's probably laden with salmonella already, but at least I'm not adding insult to injury by putting the salmonella-infested turkey on a pan. We got that now. Now lay the turkey supine into the pot, okay? Now, is everybody's turkey supining? You need to supine. Okay, the turkey supine. Now, the first thing I notice with the turkey, and it's not because I do a lot of gynecological exams, is the legs are just out there wide open, right? I mean, it's just lying out there wide open. I mean, this turkey must have been a hoochie mama also when she was younger. Now, the reason why I believe the grocery store people, I don't know what you call them, that give you the raw turkeys, have the turkey that way instead of the turkey coming to you with its legs crossed and a little bit more appropriate, you know, for a family house and a family environment, is because they want you to notice that there's stuff in the turkey. So you guys see that? Inside the turkey, there looks like some white bag in there, and then it looks like some of its organs. This is actually my favorite part, taking out the organs. You know, there's liver, and there's, you know, it's kind of disgusting here. You got the liver, and it looks like an esophagus, some bone. Kidneys, so you take all that out. I really don't know what this little bag is for. Maybe for stuffing. I can't do stuffing, people. I'm sorry. I can't do stuffing. Dr. Dahlia doesn't know how to cook, so we're going to make this easy. So what we're going to now do is instead, let's just stuff it with some gauze. It obviously is dripping blood all over the place because of the circulatory system, so we're just going to kind of open up here some gauze and stuff the turkey with some gauze. Why not? Now, what I have here is, as you notice, once you start taking out all the entrails of the turkey, the legs are starting to close up. Now it's getting shy. Yeah, too late. So it's hard to stuff the turkey. So I have here a vaginal speculum, and we will insert it. Just let's try and insert this into the turkey here, and then we could stuff the gauze. Just keep stuffing it until it's packed. Okay, great. Okay, the turkey stuffed. Now what we're going to do is obviously we're looking at a very raw epidermis. So what I like to do to add my turkey is I like to add a little Chardonnay. Okay, so we've got some Chardonnay here. Just kind of pour. Oh, I just spilled Chardonnay all over the window. Let me just take a sip of that. Okay, so we got some Chardonnay. The epidermis and the dermis needs to soak up the flavor. So we're going to syringe some onion soup. I like to put French onion soup on my turkey. Can we syringe some here? Jim, are you helping me? Yeah, very good. Was that gas or a syringe? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Sorry, my fiber's kicking in. Okay, so we got some. And then here, let's pour a little bit of, what am I pouring on? What is the stuff? It's wet. Oh, it's more alcohol. I put more alcohol on there. All right. Then another thing we also want to do is we want to brown it. And I like to brown my epidermis of my turkey with some butter. I don't really have a butter brush, but I have a little cider brush from my Pepsi kit. You guys see? So we're going to cider brush. Good. Are you cider brushing? So now we got some butter on the turkey. I think we're almost done. Add some seasonings. These are, what am I putting on? I'm putting on sprinkles and M&Ms. Okay. So we got some seasonings there. And then thermometer. I don't really have a thermometer. So I have a rectal thermometer. So let's just stick the rectal thermometer into the, no, not into the rectum. Put the rectal thermometer just kind of in the side of the skin there. I think we're done. I think this is ready to cook. Oh, it broke. Okay, the rectal thermometer broke. That's just mercury. Put another one in. I have plenty in my house. I carry them in my purse. You just never know. Great. Okay, it's ready. I think it's ready. We're going to cook it. What do you think, Jim? Does it look good?
I think it looks absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
I like watching you do it.
Thank you. Very yummy. What I really like is I got wine all over Heidi Harris's studio here. So we're going to have to drink that a little bit later. All right, and I guess that's how you prepare a turkey on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, once you cook it, I don't really know how to work my oven. My oven hasn't been worked in 5 years. I've been in my house for 5 years. But I sure as hell know how to autoclave. And honestly, people, it's not that we want our food cooked. We want them sterilized because we don't want to have the bacteria. So just shove the turkey in an autoclave. Now, for every piece of surgical equipment, I think we autoclave 20 minutes. So each surgical equipment weighs a half a pound. This looks like a 10-pound turkey. So I don't know. I can't do the math. Just autoclave it for about 8 hours. When you pull it out, I have a nice scalpel here. We'll just kind of dissect it into some nice pieces. I usually like the femur part. And it's ready to eat. You see, this is easy. This was cake. Just cake. So, hope you all enjoy. Lord have mercy, got wine all over the place. All right, let's get back to medical news. Guys, all right, that was
was. That was how you make a Thanksgiving turkey. That was my famous how to make a turkey clip. Of course, Rachel Ray, very, very upset because my ratings just skyrocketed after that. She's still beating me, though. All right, but here, really quickly, because I don't want to talk too much more about Thanksgiving, because, again, I'd rather eat steak. Realize there's going to be a heck of a lot of sodium, and a lot of you with high blood pressure not allowed to take in the sodium. And there's going to be a lot of carbs. Those sweet potatoes, you got the biscuits, you got, I mean, and, of course, if you are going to be drinking alcohol, a lot of sugar. So please be careful. So I got this from USA Today, right? There's barely a dietitian that has some tips for us. Oh, man, never invite a dietitian over to your house for dinner. Oh, my God, they ruin the dinner. You feel so guilty with what you're serving. But anyway, is it a she or a he? Why do I assume the dietitian is a she? That's pretty sexist of me. I don't know. I only see the last name of the dietitian. Anyway, the dietitian recommends all bread contains sodium, but starting with a homemade cornbread for stuffing could help cut a few hundred milligrams of sodium. All right. Use low-sodium broth for the gravy and choose low-sodium soups whenever possible. Really, are we supposed to eat soup? Try onion, garlic, and a variety of other herbs in place of salt. Lemon and other citrus can also stand in for salt. Oh, there is no way. Okay, I am not putting lemon on my French fries. I'm sorry. Check your spice bottles, the nutritionist says. Combination products such as those labeled poultry seasoning can't contain salt. That's true. You guys have a lot of salt in those seasonings. I like the Mrs. Dash. I think Mrs. Dash is good, although it doesn't taste good. Fresh or frozen vegetables have little to any sodium, unless you choose the frozen kind that has the sauce in there. Oh, yeah, like I like the cream spinach. Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. All right, people tend to heavily salt mashed potatoes, while sweet potatoes, even dressed up as a souffle, contain sodium. Those are sweet potatoes have marshmallows on them? Okay, that may not be good for diabetics. All right, so be careful. Be careful with Thanksgiving. And like I said, you know, there's no sodium gauze. If you stuff your turkey with some gauze, right, no sodium there. Okay, when we come back, in Canada, they are saying ixnay on the mammogram A, or say. Apparently, women ages 40 to 49 do not need routine breast cancer screening. So in America, they do. Even in Canada, they don't. All right, they're starting to cut back on that, and they're recommending that you only get screened 2 to 3 years for women 50 to 74. That's interesting. There was a nurse that I want to talk about. Really, really sad case. Accidentally gives a paralytic to Richard Smith, who was in the hospital, and he ends up going into a coma and dying right before the holidays. We need to talk about what to do to prevent these errors. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Well, this was kind of a sad case. ABC News reported that a nurse accidentally gave a Miami, Florida resident pancuronium, which is a paralytic that we've actually used for executions. She accidentally gave him this instead of an antacid. Now, I have to correct myself. Richard Smith, the victim, unfortunately, did have some medical issues. He did have a history of kidney disease, was admitted to the ICU after dialysis session, had experienced some shortness of breath. The next day, he had complained of an empty stomach, and the doctor prescribed an antacid. Now, you'd think the antacid would have been something like Pepcid, even Prilosec, but usually we've used Pepcid in the ICU. And instead, the nurse administers pancuronium, and pancuronium is a paralytic. You give pancuronium a little bit more of a dose than what he received, plus some potassium iodide to stop the heart. That's what we give to death row inmates when we execute him. Unfortunately, Richard Smith coded, ends up dying, and, you know, now there's a lawsuit. Uvo Olog Boride is the nurse named in the lawsuit who had given Smith pancuronium. Again, it's used for during intubation to act as a muscle relaxant paralytic. All right. What do you do so this doesn't happen to you? What do you do? Now, I realize in the ICU, you can't be there 24/7. And I'm going to tell you, some people have. There's a family I've been very, very close to, and when one of their family members had to go to the hospital, they sat there with them in shifts 24/7, and every time the nurse came into the room to put something in their IV, they asked for the name. Some of them had a medical background, so it was pretty easy. But if not, they looked it up or they called me and they said, all right, they're going to give them this. How do I feel about that? And I'm like, I should be butting in. But it sounds like it's okay. But they were very nervous. They were watching every single thing that goes in. Now, you know, you shouldn't have to. We should trust our medical system. I mean, you know, these nurses, especially these ICU nurses, they're absolutely amazing, you know, with what they're able to do and their knowledge base. But in this particular case, this was a horrible mistake. And yes, if this was my family member and I was sitting there and I saw her about to inject something, I probably would have wanted to look at the bottle, but most of us don't. We don't look at the bottle. We trust them. Now, one thing, though, that I found very disturbing is when I was in training, many of the nurses didn't speak English that well and had a little problem with my handwriting. Now, I have horrible handwriting. And so when they would call me and I would read it to them over the phone, I saw they were still having issues. So I would get a nurse that could understand me, convey that to her, and make sure she conveyed it to the nurses. But I wonder if this may be a growing problem. You have people that can't understand the doctor, can't read the doctor's handwriting, can't understand English. Now, again, I don't know what nationality this nurse was, Uvo Olokboride. I don't know what nationality that is. And maybe she had perfect English. Maybe she couldn't read the doctor's handwriting. Maybe she just grabbed the wrong vial. But it's frustrating because if you aren't allowed to sit there and look at every single bottle or vial that the nurse is injecting, you could be a sitting duck, especially if dad was in the ICU and, you know, a little incoherent and not able to look himself. My recommendation is if you are able to be there, you ask. And you ask away, and if not, you look it up. Now, of course, if there's a code, right, and you know, no, you can't. They're going to probably kick you out of the room because they don't want to stop you. But if it's kind of casual, like, oh, he's ready for his medicines, ask them. Go, what are you giving my dad? What are you giving my mom? Can I see? What are you giving me? I'd like to see. And then you could either Google it or you could call your doctor or you could, I know it seems like it's a lot of extra steps, and I'm sure any hospital group listening to me is probably shooting their radio right now, but this was ridiculous. The nurse gave the wrong medication. She was only supposed to give an antacid. Instead, she gives a paralytic and the patient dies. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And it shouldn't happen. And if a hospital's not going to come up with a system where they're going to oversee everything, then we're going to have to take it upon ourselves to ask the nurse each and every time something is given. And if they can't read the doctor's handwriting, then they stop, they do not give the medication, and they get the doctor to confirm the orders. I mean, that's what they had to do with me. Pharmacists do it all the time. Go, Dr. Dahlia, what kind of suppositories are this for? It's for you, right? No, 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 it's not for me, it's for my patient. Oh, okay. Meanwhile, your refill for your suppositories are here. Thank you. Thank you. All right, so when in doubt, check it out. And when in doubt, leave it out. It doesn't need to go into your system. All right, now, the other thing that I think is ridiculous is, oh, now the media is starting to rip on Mitt Romney. Okay, now, you know what they found? You know the dirt they dug up on Mitt Romney? You want to hear what the dirt is? That he tried a cigarette once, and he tasted a beer. No, that is the dirt. Yep, they are slinging mud. We got yellow journalism at its finest right now. Really, people, give him a break. Romney said, I tasted a beer, tried a cigarette once as a wayward teenager, and never did it again. Oh, please leave him alone. I gotta tell you, the media is ridiculous. Why didn't anybody have a cow when President Clinton smoked marijuana? Well, maybe they did, but nobody really had any beef with the whole cigar thing. I mean, President Clinton had a cigar in his mouth for a heck of a lot longer than Romney with a lot more germs. But nobody's out. Everybody's more worried about Mitt Romney's dark side. Please. Give it up. I'm getting sick of the media. Maybe this is what we need. You know, maybe the media has to do this. I mean, people have been all, you know, tired of the news and the way the media has portrayed politicians for years. But I think it really, really got bad. And it was really, really so lopsided in the 2010 election. No, not 2010, 2008 election. Sorry. All right, see, I'm so upset I even forgot the year. All right, between McCain and Obama. I tell you, that's when I think people were so sick of the media. In fact, I didn't even want to watch the news afterwards. It was so blatant. It was so blatant. The pendulum, the right and the left, it was just absolutely blatant. But you want to know what? Things seem to always work themselves out. I think what's going to happen is eventually people are going to be like, look, I just can't listen to this anymore. I'm not going to listen to it. And what are they going to do? They're going to turn to talk radio. Amen, brother. That's right. That's right. They're going to turn to talk radio. All right. Okay, so what else do I have to talk about? So Canada. Women ages 40 to 49 years old, if you live in Canada, do not need routine breast cancer screening. You don't need a mammogram. Really? Really? So only in America we get breast cancer in our late 30s. Yeah, interesting. Breast cancer screening for women of average age risk in that age group results in a relatively small mortality benefit, which may be countered by an increased risk of overdiagnosis and unnecessary treatment, i.e. dollars. We have recommended, this is a panel in Canada, recommended a screening interval of every 2 to 3 years for women 50 to 74 years of age. Can you imagine being told you only get a mammogram once every 3 years? All right, this was Marcelo Tonelli of the University of Alberta in Edmonton and co-authors from the Canadian Task Force on Preventative Care. All right, so for those of you thinking you want to move to Canada because you think healthcare is going to be better, The concept of individualizing the interval for screening with mammography based on breast density or other risk factors is appealing but requires further study. Oh, they better individualize, but here's the problem. You don't know. If somebody doesn't have breast cancer in the family, that doesn't mean they are free and clear. 90% of women that get breast cancer never had it in the family. When we had breast cancer in our family, it was a first. Okay, and now I'm being told, well, now I'm high risk because it's in the family. But you don't close your eyes. How are they going to risk evaluate these people? But honestly, the Canadian health system is probably in a panic. And they probably want to save money. Well, obviously they want to save money. So they're going to be cutting benefits. It's frustrating. All right, one thing I want to talk about in the next hour is this bee penicillin, all right? Honey from bee, raw honey from bee can kill MRSA. Hey, it's cheap and it's tasty. You can lick your wounds. All right, no, don't lick your wounds if you have MRSA. Great show today, guys. Keep staying on the line if you can listen in. If not, if this is your stop, have a wonderful holiday, and I'll be back as soon as I'm back for my break. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.